Senior Caitlin Stevens and junior Joseph Lamberty are the only two students in their class at Clukwan School this year. Lamberty lives in Mosquito Lake. Stevens lives in Clukwan. She says when she first started school here, there were more kids. It's slowly shrunk over the years.
It's pretty sad. I don't know. This school has just always been here, and not a lot of people wanted to stay here because it was so small, and it just kept getting smaller.
A lot of kids get to a point where they just want to have athletics and clubs and activities, and as much as we try, we can't offer everything a big school has to offer here.
That's Carson Buck, Clukwan's 6th through 12th grade teacher. He said last year he had 9 students. This year, it's just 2. Buck says once students get older, a lot of them transfer from Clukwan to Haines School, Mount Edgecombe Boarding School in Sitka, or a Juno school. But Stevens and Lamberty stayed.
It's really relaxed. It's like no stress involved.
Lamberty says some days, if the weather is nice, he, Stevens, and Mr. Buck will go skip rocks on the river or just go on a walk. Or if there's something they need extra time on, they can shift around their schedule. With only 2 students, the teaching can be super individualized.
There have been many times where I wished I was in a big school because I like it a lot here. I like having the one-on-one attention, and it's easier to get work done.
Stevens did try going to a bigger school her sophomore year. She went to Mount Edgecombe for a semester, but she says it was difficult to keep on track. She wasn't learning the way she does here, so she came back her second semester. Their teacher has also helped keep them here.
I might have switched schools had Mr. Buck not been teaching here, but he's an awesome teacher, so
yeah,
that was like a pretty big part of the decision.
That's great to hear. I see them in 6th grade when they're 12 years old, and I see them leave at 18, so we're kind of, you get pretty attached. They're almost like your own kids after a while.
Buck is from Haines, and he started teaching in Clukwan in 2008. He says it was a steep learning curve, teaching almost every subject to students in a 6-year age range. The small number of students means he can really help them on a one-to-one level. But it's not all good.
It's bad in that, you see the same kids every day for 6-7 years straight, and they need variety. And I think it's good that they're both moving on. I can only give them so much. They need to have other experiences besides one teacher. So that's the dark side of it.
Buck says they try to expose the students to as much as possible outside of school walls and village boundaries. Stevens and Lamberty recently went on 2 field trips. One was a transition camp trip to Juneau, where they job shadowed people at Sea Alaska, NOAA, the Coast Guard. Right after that, they traveled with Gustavus High School students on a boat trip to Glacier Bay. Stevens is a senior this year. She's graduating and going to University of Alaska Southeast in Juneau to study biology. She hopes to become a physical therapist.
My grandma, her shoulder was hurt, and she needed help with her exercises one night. And I helped her, and I've been wanting to do that ever since because I like helping people.
Lamberty is a junior, but he won't be finishing high school in Clukwan next year. He's moving to Oregon, where most of his family lives. He says the high school he'll attend there has about 100 students, much more than he's used to. But he says he's not too worried about that. As for Buck, his position at the school is being cut. Principal Nancy Moon says the needs of the school will be mainly elementary students next year. Kathy Carl, who is qualified to teach special education, high school, and elementary, will take over high school classes. Buck says teaching at Clukwan School wasn't always easy, but
it was a really good time, and there's a sense of community here that I haven't felt anywhere else. Growing up in Haines, I didn't really get to know the people of Clukwan that well, and was never really a part of the community, but since teaching here, it was a really, really good experience.
The Clukwan School graduation and promotion ceremony is Friday at 5 p.m. in the ANS Hall. As the only senior, Caitlin Stevens will be the graduate speaker. Reporting from Clukwan, I'm Emily Files.